Leia's arms had become dead weights 15 minutes into the fight, and she was able to wield her lightsaber now only by virtue of the strength Saba was lending her through the Force. Han had run out of power packs, she had not noticed when, and traded his T-21 for a pair of captured assault rifles, which he had taken to firing one in each hand. The bug crunchers had taken so many hits that bugs 1 through 3 had exhausted their laminamium repair ingots. And the Gorog just kept coming. A limitless swarm.
Han!
Leia's lightsaber swept down to divert an electrobolt streaking toward his knee.
Do those bug crunchers have thermal detonators on them? What do you think? Use them. In here? Use them! I don't think we're going to reach Lucan Mare in time. And we're not doing very... YVH bug crunchers.
Han said over the combat channel.
Go BAM. Use your detonators.
BAM status requires authorization.
Do it!
Han shouted so loudly that his voice reverberated out of 5 other helmets.
Do it now!
Authorization code, do it now, accepted.
Bug One said. The soft crump of the droid's grenade launcher sounded from the head of the line.
By any means status.
A brilliant flash lit the corridor, and the rest of the report was lost to the ear-splitting crackle of a thermal detonator. Leia and the others barely had time to start forward before a brilliant flash filled the corridor behind them. Leaving Bug 4 to handle rear guard duty, they followed Kip and the other masters forward. Another crump sounded from the front of the line. Another detonator exploded. The tunnel behind them filled with Gorog, and Bug 4 launched a detonator.
Blast!
Saba shut down her lightsaber.
Where is the fun in that?
Moving much faster now, they found themselves entering a vast murky vault filled with Gorog warriors. Leia could sense Lucan Mara a dozen meters above, hidden in a tangle of insects so thick and large she could not see the glow of their lightsabers.
How about it, Saba?
Han asked.
That enough fun for you?
Before the bearable could answer, some of the Gorog recovered their senses and fired a volley of electrobolts. Leia's lightsaber came up automatically, as did those of Kip, Saba, and the other masters, but they were just too many strikes to block. Leia took a scalding hit in the shoulder and heard Han curse as he took one. Then a pair of crumps sounded as Bug 2 and Bug 3 launched more detonators.
Careful!
Kip warned.
Master Skywalker is...
The rest was lost to a pair of ear-splitting crackles, and Leia's sight flashed to white. The air shuddered as the bug crunchers opened up with their blaster cannons. By the time her vision cleared, both droids had activated their thrusters and were shooting toward the combat tangle above. Kip and the other masters were close on their heels. Han dropped one of his electrobolt rifles and grabbed Leia around the waist, then activated his belt thrusters. They jetted toward the combat above, plowing through an ever-thickening morass of blood globules and drifting bodies. The largest part of the Gorog swarm had turned to face Kip and the other masters, but Luke and Mara were still trapped a few meters above the main combat, their lightsabers weaving brilliant snakes of color as they spun and slashed.
That way!
Leia reached across Han's face, pointing away from the battle at an angle.
Flank him!
Han turned in the direction Leia had indicated, then dropped his second assault rifle and drew his trusty DL-44 blaster. Han braced his blaster hand across his free arm and pointed the emitter nozzle at one of the Gorog attacking Lucan Mara.
Are you crazy?
Leia cried.
You can't shoot into a hand-to-hand fight. No kidding,
Han replied.
I didn't know that.
He squeezed the trigger, and a bolt streaked up to blast a Gorog's head apart. He fired again, and an abdomen exploded. The third shot burned a hole through a warrior's thorax. Han began to fire more rapidly now, always aiming for the perimeter of the battle. Luke and Mara used the Force to shove targets into his line of fire, and it was only a few seconds before the only Gorog between them and the Solos were dead ones. Han stopped firing and waved them down.
Come on! Let's get out of...
Luke and Mara shook their heads, then turned toward the ceiling and vanished into a tunnel surrounded by the five largest, ugliest Killiks Leia had ever seen.